This is episode 1735. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back as we are midweek in our series on mental and emotional wellness. How are you doing? I hope you're enjoying some of the meditation techniques that will help to calm your mind and body, and this in turn improves your mental health. In today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique that you can do to soothe where you tend to carry pain, physical or emotional pain, in your body. And this is a technique called a mudra. Every Wednesday, this is for a Wednesday's episode as I record this, I share a mudra. And a mudra is simply a way you position your hands that activates a corresponding region of your brain. Mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. And the mudra for this week is simple to do, so I can guide you how to do it. What you do is you touch your fingertips, doing this with each hand, to your thumb tips. So with each hand, just touch your fingertips to your thumb tips. And then, with your hands placed in this mudra, which is called the Mukula Mudra, you place them over an area of your body where you feel tightness or tension or pain, emotionally or physically. And you'll kind of circle your fingers around that pain. Circle them to the left and circle them to the right. And what this does is it relieves tension in that area. You can feel it. This is a powerful mudra. I do this mudra when I feel physical pain, and it helps me tremendously. It's a simple gesture. So you can try this mudra as you meditate today. Before I guide you into your meditation, I want to share with you an important way to improve your mental health. If you have ever seen your primary care provider, a counselor, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist regarding your mental wellness, I am quite sure they likely recommended that you exercise. And I want to share with you some important tips as you exercise for your mental health. Now, this is from an article from Psychology Today by Dr. Sarah Gingell. It's titled, How Your Mental Health Reaps the Benefits of Exercise. New research shows why physical exercise is essential to mental health. So you may exercise for physical wellness, but when you exercise, you also contribute greatly to your mental health. Rates of depression and anxiety are at their highest recorded levels in countries as diverse as India, China, the US, and the UK, and other parts of Europe. Undoubtedly, many aspects of modern life, such as increasing isolation, poor diets, a focus on money and image, contribute to this state. So this is what the article says as I read it to you. It says, however, inactivity is another key factor. How does exercising help you? It's now clear that it reduces the likelihood of depression, and it even maintains mental health as we age. On the treatment side, it may surprise you to discover that exercise appears to be as good as existing pharmacological interventions across a range of conditions, such as mild to moderate depression, dementia, and anxiety, and it even reduces cognitive issues in schizophrenia. How it does this is that it increases the volume of certain brain regions. It does this through a better blood supply that improves neuronal health by improving the delivery of oxygen and nutrients. This is especially powerful with breathing exercises such as the one I shared with you in yesterday's episode. Exercise also accomplishes this amazing boost to your mental health by an increase in neurotrophic factors and neurohormones that support neuron signaling growth and connections. So, of critical importance for mental health is the hippocampus. There are studies that show that exercise leads to the creation of new hippocampal neurons. It's called neurogenesis. And that these studies that were conducted on animals also apply to humans. So there is so much evidence that exercise improves your mental health. So how much should you exercise? Well, according to psychiatrist Madhukar Trivedi, he has shown that three or more sessions per week of aerobic exercise or resistance training for 45 to 60 minutes per session can help treat even chronic depression. So, if you are feeling depressed, it could take some effort to get to the point to exercise. But once you start doing it consistently, and how consistently, there's research showing that 10 to 12 weeks has the greatest antidepressant effect, although you will notice effects after about 4 weeks. And incidentally, this is how long neurogenesis takes. Now, if you think, oh, I just don't know how I'll even exercise for 45 to 15 minutes three times a week when I can barely get out of bed or I'm feeling so down, know that you can take small steps. You can get up, and maybe for 10 seconds, you could jog in place or do a few push-ups or pull-ups or sit-ups, and that's it. But just do this maybe once a day, and then maybe increase it to twice a day or a few times a day. And then eventually, you're going to feel better and stronger, and you can increase your time that you spend exercising by increments. Honor yourself, because even small improvements in exercise levels or diet increase a positive upward spiral that increases the sensitivity of the dopamine receptors that signal reward. So exercise will eventually become rewarding and you will be hooked. So that is the goal. So go ahead and think about when you might be able to fit some exercise into your day, even if it is just for a minute or a few minutes once a day or twice a day. Start slow and keep track of it. This will begin to train your brain for a reward. So that is for you. on your mental wellness quest. So if you would like the full guided meditations for this week and for today's episode, you can find those on my Sip and Om meditation app that allows you 2 weeks free access to the whole app of over 1,700 guided meditations, including a weekly journal and a weekly slowdown guide with all the different meditation techniques I share with you in each week's series organized. It's like a meditation cheat sheet at your fingertips. People tell me they refer to this when they know they're going to be stressed or when they're right in the midst of a stressful event. They look at the guide and they do a meditation technique to feel better instantly. So again, this is the Sip and Om meditation app. You have access to a whole library of meditations. They are half-hour meditations. You can break off at any point you want or go for the whole half hour. Now, as you settle yourself down today and begin to relax your mind and body, again, touch your fingertips to your thumb tips, doing this with both hands, and notice where you feel tightness, tension, or stress in your body, or maybe a sense of sadness in your chest. And place your hands right over that area with your fingertips touching the area and gently move your fingers around to the left and around, visualizing this area and feel a release of tension right there at your fingertips. Continue your meditation, meditating to the point where you could go a little longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.